Visiting seafarers will have better access to internet, toll calls and support services thanks to a funding boost from the government. A law change will see part of the maritime levy go towards support services run by the Seafarers Welfare Board. Transport Minister Michael Wood told Sally Murphy COVID-19 has hit seafarers hard.
Some of them in extreme circumstances have been at sea for a year to 18 months at this point. And so you can just sort of imagine the personal, emotional, mental health strain that would put on people, not being able to connect with family, effectively being at sea on ships and even unable to come onto land as they normally would when they visit port because of COVID restrictions. So that's a pretty difficult experience for people to go through. And then unfortunately, from time to time, we do get reports coming through of exploitative conditions on some of these vessels as well. And so one of the benefits of the Seafarer Welfare Centres is that there's sort of a soft and comfortable channel for those seafarers to gently raise some of these concerns. And then our welfare centres can work with Maritime New Zealand, can work with other entities to make sure that concerns do get raised and issues do get dealt with. So it's a range of things that these services, the centres provide, from that connection with family to just sort of support and company and a friendly person to talk to, going right through to that area of making sure that people are being looked after, their rights are being respected, and there's follow-up where that's not happening.
So when do you think the change will come into force?
So the intention is that from the 1st of July this year, the change will come into force, and that will happen as a result of the Regulatory Systems Transport Amendment Bill that we're currently working through Parliament at the moment.
I know you guys promised it before the election, but it's already been a year of COVID and people struggling out at sea. Do you think they'll be a little bit frustrated to hear that it's going to be until July when more support's going to be available?
Oh, well, we've been aware of the need, and so we've been meeting the need in the interim. So we've provided $750,000 from the Essential Transport Connectivity Fund, which was a COVID response fund that we set up to deal with issues in the transport sector. So while we've been getting this new permanent mechanism in place to fund these centres on a sustainable basis, government has been stepping forward and making sure that they have the funding to provide these services.
And that is the Transport Minister Michael Wood there.